You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to 4 o'clock, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. You guys know the deal, 402-464-5685. You can call the Honda Lincoln Hotline or text into the Sartor Hammond text line. You can follow us on the Sartor Hammond live video stream. Check us out, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. You can do that. Hit me with a what's up on the text line, and I'll get to you as quickly as possible. There is some news. Today, we officially launched the 93.7 The Ticket shirt store. Of course, Big Sky's been hard at work. Can be accessed by clicking on the shop tab on the top menu of our website. We need to come up with shirts, though. Like, there's a really cool Shut Up Sipple shirt idea. A Jay Foreman 44 jersey type T-shirt.
Badges there. I know
badges
I saw
there.
One.
Strickland's there. We can add to that. We'll probably have to put up something for Cam and Bryce Matthews. Do that shortly. Probably something for CJ and Kobe. Could do that too. Right. Several people have suggested along the way when we figured out we were going to do this. They're like, so what should you do? So Nick.
Sorry. Text line's funny. Sorry.
It's crazy.
I got caught off guard.
It didn't take too long.
It took Ben 4 minutes.
Ben had that thing loaded up. Like he had that tweet loaded up as though he knew that's what we were going to talk about. Right. a Kurter jersey. Yep, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, can you write these down? Can you?
Oh yeah, I can take them. Bagel Boy shirt. I'm pretty sure that's getting made.
Yeah?
That one's for Sip. The Bagel Boy.
Yeah. Sure, this is Fireman Davidson. Wow. Okay.
I wasn't going to say it, but I was just.
So what are you going to do for Happy Hour?
I don't know. There's the one that's the whole shout out industry baby.
Yeah, that's probably
know.
That's
one
a good
of the
one.
Biggest ones.
Dry Cereal Club.
Dry Cereal Taco Bar.
Taco Bar Thanksgiving.
Which was fantastic.
Taco Bar Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I tweeted out a picture. It was fantastic.
Nick Karaoke?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
We what's for Jay? You don't see me? What, you can't see me?
From the Texas, what's up, DP? I have a shirt idea, number 44 jersey with Hockey Night in Canada on it. That's John. So the 44 shirt is already on there. That you can get the 44 shirt. The Hockey Night in Canada, I'm not sure that's a dance we want to.
You can iron that on.
Don't do it. Do not do that. Do not do that.
If you do that and tweet at Jay, Jay will get a kick.
Oh, do not do that. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's been suggested. sorry, DP, what's up? I like peanut butter and jelly on my buns.
Hey, man. Don't come at me for that.
Nick, they come at you hard. That's what this is for, right?
I opened up the cupboard. I had two of them today. I had two hamburger buns left.
You just rando have
I don't know. I just make hamburgers. So we're good.
Are you a grill?
Yeah.
You a Foreman grill?
No grill. Just a normal
just
grill.
Just grill. So yep. You so no matter how many burgers do you normally grill at the same time?
Usually four. So that way I'll have two at dinner and then two for leftover.
Okay. All right. So. What's up, DP? Why not? Where's Foreman? Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Cupster says a martini glass with olives, but put Nick and Rico's faces on the olives. That's pretty good.
I like that. That's not bad.
Take a shirt with all your show sponsors on the back. Yeah. We'll have to talk to our sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, if they will help front us with the cost of those, mm-hmm. that logo and that such.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Joe. Oh, Ben, here we go. Ben says, speaking of Thanksgiving, DP, I made you proud and absolutely this turk up on my smoker on Thursday. Oh. Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like that. Oh, yeah, and Joe, by the way, we can put the Love Prince logo on the front of that shirt, too.
somebody mentioning my slow pitch softball team name.
Mm-hmm. What's
Orchids of Asia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
You guys have shirts, right?
No, we're not. We weren't that serious. We didn't have a sponsor. We'll have a sponsor next year, though.
So you guys wouldn't pitch in $20 a piece to get your shirts done?
No, that was the cost of the league. We're good.
You guys are so.
We wear the same color.
You guys are so lame, man. Get shirts. What is wrong? Hey, DP, is Jay finishing his interview with Frost and Trev? Hashtag new coach. That's Ryan. Ooh. I don't know what. Here's what's funny. I don't know what Jay does down there. I'm not sure Jay knows what he's supposed to do down there. Like, I'm really not sure. Yeah. I think Jay just kind of walks in and people are talking and Jay just kind of stands there like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. So Drumstick mentions the Shut Up Sipple shirt. That has already been made.
The Shut Up Sipple shirt is on the website. So yes. You can right there on the, just hit the shop button and you can grab it. Craig says, what's up, DP? What's up, Craig? Ticket logo on the front, Kool-Aid man on the back. Also, Shut Up Simple. The Shut Up Simple shirts are there. Oh. Man. Right? It's $10. It really. Right.
To make shirts.
That bowling. Oh, wow. There's a bowling league team? Wow. That's not what you were slinging. That doesn't make sense at all. Yeah, I think, I don't know what Big Sky came up with for me. I think
I don't know. He told me.
I think my shirt just says, what's up?
Yeah, he told me all of the ideas. There was something really, really good. He had an idea for me and Rico.
I think mine was just, what's up?
Yeah, for one-on-one. I think there's something for old school brewing.
I think one-on-one should just be that. I went
just
one-on-one.
What's up?
No, I went one-on-one with DP. Yeah, there should be. I've had 2 25-ounce beers and I feel fine. Yeah, with Jake's face. Jake's smiling face.
Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm in. What a great text name, though. that's a long one. You want to read that?
Do you want me to read that?
I don't know. You read it first and then tell me whether it's readable.
We're getting text dumps.
Yeah, we're getting hit. Simple getting shocked by an electric switchboard. Simple getting shocked by Joe Davis. You just have Joe Davis do that. What's up, DP? Where's the website? And Jay's name should be my Mr. Part-Timer.
Don't tell him that.
The website is theticketfm.com. Theticketfm.com. When you go to it, at the top, there's a shop button. And in the future, they're ready for this? There'll be some of those cool, like the beanies and pullovers and shirts.
Yeah.
You'll be able to buy them on the website.
They are there. I was just looking, and the hat's there. The white hat is there with the logo. So
look at us go.
Oh, yeah, we're
look
back.
Look at us go. Look at us go. So, yeah, I think I'm open to what my shirt should say. You guys can suggest.
Oh, yeah, keep sending them in.
Yeah, send your suggestions. We'll come up with a lightning bolt. I tell you what, and if I pick the name that you put out first, you'll get the first copy of that shirt.
Nice.
You'll get the first copy of that shirt. So if you come up with the best name for either one-on-one, best shirt for one-on-one or old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like something like old school winning championship since 19.
There's a lot of things you could probably do with Jay.
You know, Jay's easy. Jay's easy. Like there's so many Jay quotables. It's like.
All good in the hood.
Yeah, like there's just so many.
Scrum-diddly-umptious.
Scrum-diddly-umptious. There it is. So Buzzy's shirt is on there.
Oh, really?
Buzzy's shirt is of his call.
Yuck-a-dunk.
It's on there. It's actually on there.
Okay, I'm looking here.
Yeah. Like through that. Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, yuck-a-donka.
Yeah. We got to come up with some CJ and something for Kobe.
Oh, sweet. We got hoodies?
Yeah, we got hoodies. Ooh. Yeah, you got to jump on the website. It's
shirts.
Pretty cool. All right? Yakadunka, Andrew. Yeah, when somebody dunks. That's Buzzy Carruthers' call. So I think that's a good one. Oh, Buzzy.
Okay, honestly, I have the picture. I have the picture of him leaning over and just dying.
Oh.
We could do the cutout.
Yes, we could. Buzzy.
A little silhouette of
one
Buzzy.
Oh, that would be amazing. That might work. That might work.
Nice work, Drumstick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think some of those are good. Some of these are good. DP before it was popular. Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Look, man, I was DP first, so they'll get over it. Yeah, I think, Big Frank, that's good. Old school hip hop with a boom box with DP and Jay's face on it. Yeah. I think that would be really good. I think that would be really
one.
Good.
One should be your name, your face that says, "I'm not Jay."
No, I'm not Jay Foreman. He's the other one. He's the other one. We'd have to pay extra for that one.
Yeah,
put that one on the back. Yeah, I'm not sure what to do with that. But just go to the website, theticketfm.com. If there's something that you want sold with the ticket logo on it, give us the idea. Like, tell us what it is. The hoodies, nice brand. We've got. We can go upscale. We can go, you know, kind of mid level with the regular. I have given up wearing cotton shirts.
Really? See, I'm the other way around. I've given up on the dry fit.
Oh, dry fit is my jam.
I cannot do dry fit.
Dry fit is my jam, bro. I can't. Oh my goodness, great! Like I put on a cotton shirt now, and I was like,
really?
I hate everybody who ever sold a cotton shirt.
But now they got this like soft cotton material.
No, but I
it's like soft
just,
cotton.
Just dry fit loves me.
Okay,
like it's like aw, like you put that on. If I put on a cotton shirt, so we're working. Yeah, I think that would be good. I can't. I'm just. I told Beck, I'm like, if you're gonna do those for me, I need the dry fit. Bling blow. that's the case A3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a case that was his call the other day.
Case A went off the other night.
So I think that would be a fair one. So again, we're open to suggestions, but go check out the website, check out the shop. Let us know if there's anything on there that TC. We can go all the way up. I think we can go all the way up to 7X. So I think we can do that. Right? I like that one, Cubsker. He says, how about Nick leaning forward with a mic stand? We'll put Nick in a tux and him holding a microphone, kind of like Bill Murray used to do on Saturday Night Live.
Nikki Beats.
I think that.
That's actually a good one. That'd be a good one for old school.
That would be pretty good. Okay. Joe, yeah, right? Like, I love gifts. I even wore Joe's cotton. Joe gave me a cotton shirt.
Yeah.
With Ambition Electra on it. And I actually wore it. And I wore it, and my mom and all liked it. And she was like, well, where's mine? I'm like.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.
well, I got to tell Joe he needs tiny woman size. Like, whatever. Joe goes, what size? I'm like, whatever the tiniest human in the universe is, that's what size my mother-in-law is. She's a tiny woman. And she, he's like, okay. Koozies, definitely. All good stuff. Yeah, I think that's good. They're coming after you, Cubsker. I like that one though.
I like the Nick karaoke.
The headphones
one.
And others. So I think through all of that. So again, dance around the website, poke around. Let me know if there's anything you see you like, and then if there's something that's not on there, turn my mic on. Turn my mic on. Yeah.
I always wonder, and obviously we won't get this perspective. But I always wonder what it sounds like actually over the radio of when I'm turning on Jay's mic and he's just in middle of the sentence.
Oh, you don't go back to the stream?
Bam.
You don't go back to the stream?
No.
I laugh my head off. I laugh my head off at how many times it happens.
I have to be sharp because you never know what's coming out of his mouth.
Okay, so can we talk about our listeners? Because our listeners are like a different breed, right? So there are people who watch on Facebook,
yes.
And they're real specific. But what happens on Facebook is we get people who may not have known what they were clicking on. well, they see it's Nebraska,
yes,
and they get a video, and they'll see what it is, and they'll click on. And then I'll get people going, like, and they will message me, hey, you're pretty funny. And I was like, okay.
Thanks.
That was a mission. That was kind of what we were doing. And there are people who don't know that when we're joking.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, you guys are beating up on that Nick guy. And I'm like, okay, you've never listened before.
That is what I'm saying, too. Tell me about it.
But then on Twitch, you get the people who have been banished.
No, on Twitch, you get the people that say, man, I want to squeeze Nick's cheeks.
Right? Like
that's
they,
what
like
you
those
get
people,
on Twitch.
Like, they're, like each one has its own profile. And then YouTube are people who, again, we've started to the analytics have started to send us to people who click on Nebraska things. And so you get those people, and they're like, and it's always somebody from outside of Lincoln who go, how did I not know this show existed? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you guys on in Grand Island? Or why aren't you? And I'm like, we are. If you found us, we're on.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but I want to listen. I'm like, you actually listened on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, but I want you in my car. I'm like, okay, there's an app.
Yep.
And you have to explain it to people. Just put the app on your phone, and you don't have to worry about it. Put it on your computer. Download the app on your computer. You could actually do that, and then you just click on it, and you listen to it from home. And if somebody walks in, it has a mute button. You just click it, and it still runs, and you don't even have to lose the thing. You don't even sign off.
It's a breeze.
Like, we have done everything we could possibly do. Now, a couple of things. I'm just letting y'all know, Monday, I'm going to give out 5 prizes on Monday, and they're going to be really nice. But here's the thing. You have to be able to show and prove that you follow everybody on the ticket. You got to follow the ticket. And you can tell me, I don't have it on social media, but show me you follow us on Facebook. Show me that you like us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us. You can get to it. But we got to be followed. Now, the prizes, I'm sorry, will only be for the people who can show that they follow Nick, myself, Jay, Mark, the station, Sipple, you got to follow us all. And all you have to do is send in proof that you follow everybody on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
5 really cool prizes, and we'll pick all 5 of them. Hey, Nick and DP, why does the podcast have ads in them now? Always listen later, skip commercials, and now there's ads.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the podcasts are difficult to navigate on my phone. Okay, so there's one commercial. There's one commercial. If you're listening live on the app, there's one commercial. Beatrice Bakery. That you have to listen to. You got to listen to it. And then, as you get through, right, and we go to break. Why do you not want to know what we're talking about? Why do you not want to know who the sponsors are? You can go back in the podcast. Now, we can have I'm just telling you, Nick gave me a look when you said you don't want to see commercials. That's why you go to the podcast. That means that Nick and Big Sky and Rico have to go in and pull all the commercials. That's more work. They're not going to like you.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm staying silent.
What would you say to that, sir?
Well, so in the podcast, so we kind of, I'll be honest, we changed ways that we're uploading them to where the, so when you're saying that you're going back in the podcast, at the beginning, we changed how we uploaded them, and we are required to put pod or ads in the podcast now. Mm-hmm. And so we have, I'll tell you this right now, I do like 8 hours of podcast every day.
But on the website?
On the actual website ones, there's commercials in them. There's one in the beginning. There's one in the middle.
But it's not the national media people.
No. They're local ones. Right. They're ones that we have, I believe.
Okay.
And so they're the beginning, the middle, and then the end. But the end is.
I'm not sure that we could do away now where we could remove podcasts. I'm not sure. Look at Mark.
I think he has information.
Look at Mark.
I've got a really good answer for why there's ads in the podcast.
This is what we need to know. Because they pay for it.
They pay for
it.
And we get some money.
Uh-huh. To pay
and
for
we continue to get to do podcasts.
You get to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
You
it's a good thing.
The lights on.
It's a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can skip them. There is a skip 30 button.
Yeah. There is.
Feel free to skip ahead and fast forward.
Yeah.
But I got to put them there.
Yeah. I'm okay with that because the money part.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you might be.
Well,
I am
that's
too.
How I pay Nick's absorbent salary. Like, yeah.
You couldn't hear my voice anymore.
That's why you pay the big bucks. Man.
Or see my beautiful face on the Starter Heyman Jewelers video stream.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's how you do that. That's how that works. Here's another thing. Okay. While we're at it. So, in case you guys haven't been paying attention, I feel like Bob Uecker in Major League, right? In case you haven't been paying attention, there's some really good radio going on around here at night. I just want, let me go through. I know folks have lives, but I also know that you guys need content and you guys want to be entertained. And listen, 93.7 The Ticket weeknights. We are giving you the work. My thing is to bring you as many Husker related conversations as possible. And not all of them are for you. Mm-hmm. But all of them will have something for you if you dare to listen. Monday nights with Nicole Griffin and Connor Happer. Last night, Austin Allen dropped by. Right?
He's tall.
Right? He stopped by studio, spent time. Last night from 8 to 9, we had the premiere of Talking Tens. And I have to tell you, so Michaela Curtis and Kenzie Roby, they'll be on the one-on-one show tomorrow. But they came in to drop knowledge. Like, I had no idea what the scoring system was and how it worked. Like, we think we have some idea of, well, they start at 10 and then it goes to this. And they're like, no, there's all sorts of little things, subtleties within this thing. And you have to make a decision. Like, I didn't know that they had to tell the judges what skills they were going to exhibit before they do it.
Really?
Like, and if there's a particular move that's kind of off the chart, off what normally is done. They have to let the judge know so they can see it. And each move or each skill has a number that they have to correlate to the judge and tell the judge that, hey, move 83 is in effect and you've got to be looking out for it.
Jeez.
Like, it was pretty phenomenal stuff,
yeah.
Right? And they're hilarious. You find out about what gymnasts are weird. They're all weird. Like, I think they're all aliens or unicorns.
Yes.
And they just don't know it, but that's cool. But to find that on. So then Tuesday night, like tonight. Strychnine, Eric Strickland, Husker Hall of Famer, NBA vet, multi-sport athlete from the state of Nebraska. Legendary. Tonight, for example, you know who Strick's going to have on tonight?
Slam Dunk Champion.
Slam Dunk Champion Spud Webb. Right? Because Huskers go down to Raleigh and play NC State. Where does Spud play? NC State. So you got that going, right? And then behind that, It's Rocky Russo and Outside the Box for the Lincoln Stars. And I'm a hockey fan, but it's good to hear up close what's happening in a professional or semi-pro hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, to hear what's going on. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was pretty informed. Not the case. I get smarter every week listening.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, Uptown with number 43.
Oh.
Terrence Badgett played here at the university, born and raised in Nebraska, right? Legendary, connected, right? So he's gone out. So he brings out, you know, there's Sean. Like, Sean's gonna come in. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, not bad, right? Right? Curtis Marshall from NC State. So bring him in, and as if that wasn't enough. So Vachon Jackson and Curtis Marshall. Terrence Bud Crawford, pound per pound goat, will be on this station tomorrow at 6 o'clock at night. If you're not, I don't know what to tell you. On Thursday, from 6 to 7, it's the truth. Kobe Webster, CJ Wilshire, Huskers basketball.
Fresh off the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Right, and then right, you're going to have them the night after. They'll tell you before they take off on the road again for the next road game. Right? They came on Saturday after their game.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Right? They said, look, we're going to move up. We want to be accessible, so let's move up our show. Let's do one on Saturday after the game. So 2 hours after the game, they were here breaking it down, chopping it up. Almost, if that was not good enough, then imagine that. What's the buzz? Buzzy Carruthers from Husker basketball, breaking it down. Not only Husker hoops and Husker athletics, but sports in general, things to talk about, right? And he's gone the full range. He's literally had everybody on the program, on the roster on his team. I think Trevor Lakes is the next one that he needs to have up, somewhere along those lines. All right, but great introduction to the roster. And then. Wednesday nights we said we haven't given you enough. So behind that, we're going to premiere tomorrow night after the postgame show. So you're going to have Terrence Badgett from 6 to 8, then the Huskers postgame show, and then the premiere of Up the Middle with Cam Chick and Bryce Matthews of Husker Baseball. And that's not all. We're still working for you. And remember, a lot of you folks aren't even checking in on Saturday morning with Nick in high school show. Mm-hmm. He's introducing you to all the parts and all the players. And we have a project that's going to follow that show coming up real soon. And it's one from the heart. And it's really good. I'm just saying. I love how you love the daytime shows. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, the weeknight stuff is on another level, and it's good stuff. So
I have a story. So I sent all the voiceover stuff to Big Voice Bob. Mm-hmm. He sent it back, and in between his clips, I'm telling you guys, this is true, and I can pull the clip. But he goes, holy crap, you're doing all these local shows all on the ticket? He goes, that's unheard of across the nation. That's all he says. And Big Voice Bob does a lot of voiceover work for people.
We need to pull that clip. We need to pull that. We need to do that. We'll throw it to break. Jay Foreman will join us after the break on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.